Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, the two dots for lo yifchesu loy me'arba. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Shifra Miriam bas Avigail Dvorah, Miro bas Sarah Rivka, Doiv ben Devora Mirol, Michael bas Ilena, and Yehuda Tzvi ben Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Mirol, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibod Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Gemara is going to begin by continuing to discuss the halachos of Dalit Koisos, and then immediately digress from its digression. Masechtas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud is a classic daf. The topic of the daf is Zugois, which was a form of mazik / something dangerous, demonic, heebie-jeebie, above our pay grade idea that in the times of Chazal apparently was very, very prevalent. So the Mishnah had said, "V'lo yifchesu loy me'arba koisos," that every single yid at the Leil HaSeder has to drink 4 cups of wine. And the reason we drink 4 cups of wine, Rashi in the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesach, and quote the Yerushalmi, that says that in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, the Eibishter told Moshe, "V'hitzeisi v'hitzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti," that even though right now the situation seems to be very, very bleak, however, "V'hitzeisi," I'm going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, "V'hitzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti eschem li v'am," and it's connected those 4 lishonos of Geula that Hashem told the Yidden that we have a mitzvah. We remember the Dalit lishonos by drinking 4 cups of wine. But the Gemara asks a question: "Heichin mesakni rabbanon midi da'asi bali de'sakana." How could Chazal have instituted a mitzvah that can lead a person to sakon? What's the sakon of Atanya? Because we learned in a braisa, a person shouldn't eat 2 of something. A person shouldn't drink 2 of something. If somebody goes to the bathroom when he wipes himself, when he cleans himself, he shouldn't clean himself twice. Tashmish amita is something that a person shouldn't do too. There's sakana in doing something twice. Now, not just 2, but any multiple of 2. 4 is a multiple of 2. If that's the case, if drinking 2 cups of wine would be considered dangerous because lo yishte trei, then drinking 4 cups would be dangerous as well. So, Freita Gemara, how could the Chachamim have instituted a halacha that you're supposed to drink 4 cups of wine? By drinking 4 cups of wine, you're setting yourself up, you're making yourself vulnerable, you're putting yourself into a matzav of sakana. What's the sakana? The sakana is the danger a person's in when he does something in multiples of 2. Does what? So the Gemara mentioned the braisa. He eats 2, he drinks 2, he's mekaneach 2, tashmish amita 2. So the Gemara and Rav Nachman, explained. He said, Amakra, because the pasuk says, regarding the night that the Yidden left Mitzrayim, lel shimurim hu lashem. The night was shimurim, it was protected. Lo yitzia me'eretz Mitzrayim, hu halayla hazeh lashem, shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'day roisam. And there's a lot of in that pasuk, but ein mikra yoytzim midei pshutai. What the pasuk says is that the night the Yidden left Mitzrayim, which was Tesvav Nisan, was a night that was protected. Said Rav Nachman, what was it protected from? Lel hameshum rubam and amazikin. It was protected from demons. It was protected from mazikin. Now, if the night the Yidden left Mitzrayim was shimurim min hamazikin, then every single year Tesvav Nisan, it's Chayzev Neir again, that night becomes Meshumer Ubam and Amazikin. So Rav Nachman said, ordinarily you're right. To do something in multiples of 2 would be considered very, very dangerous. But not Belel HaSeder. Because Tetzvav Nisan is Leil HaMeshumer Ubam and Amazikin, and as a result, this is not something you have to worry about. That was Rav Nachman's explanation for how the Chachamim could have instituted a halach of the Al-Kaisis. What happened to the sakana of doing something in peers? Rav said a different teretz. He said, Koishal Bracha Mitztaref L'Toiva, Ve'ena Mitztaref L'Ra. The third of the 4 Kaisis is the Koishal Bracha. It's the kois that we use for Birchas HaMazon. Being that that kois is used for Birchas HaMazon, so it only counts for good, it doesn't count for bad. What does that mean? If somebody would drink two cups of wine, and then his third cup would be kois shel bracha, it would be mitzaref l'toivah. It would work as the third l'toivah. It would count to give you an odd number. You wouldn't have to worry about the mazikin then come when you do things in multiple of two. Which essentially means the mazikin then come when you do things in an even number. However, it's not mitzaref l'ra. So over here, being that without the kosher bracha, you would have three, not four. It's for that reason. It counts to make it a third, but at the same time, it doesn't count as the third to make it into Ravina. Ravina said, Arba kasa tekinu rabbanan derech cheirus. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah bapi nafshu. Ravina said a third teretz. He said that, no, you don't want to know why it's not a kasha? Because you're looking at the dalet kaisis as being a unit of four kaisis. The way we look at the dalet kaisis is it's one kais, and it's another kais, and it's another kais, and it's another kais. Each kais is viewed as individually. So it's not 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = 4. But rather, we look at them as individual kaisis. Why? Because that's the way the Rabbanu were masakin it. They were masakin to have one kais for Kiddush, and they were masakin to have another kais for Asher Ga'alanu, and then there's a third kais for Brichas HaMazon, and there's a fourth kais, Allah Halo, and being that that's the way the Chachamim instituted it, so it's for that reason it's not going to be considered a problem. Regardless, the Gemara began with a kasha. How could the Chachamim have been masakin a halacha of going and drinking four cups of wine? What happened to the braisa that says lo yochal adam trei, v'lo yishte trei, v'lo yikaneach trei, v'lo yaset tzrochav trei? It doesn't mean two, but it means any multiple of two. And the Gemara gave three terutzim. And the first teretz is Rav Nachman that leil hamishum rabam and amazikin. The second teretz is Rava. The kosher bracha doesn't count. The third teretz was Ravina. Ravina said we don't look at it as one mitzvah of four, but we look at it as four individual koses. The Rashash, in his commentary on the Gemara right here, says that what would be if somebody had only three cups of wine? He doesn't have four cups of wine. He only has three. The Mishnah says, V'lo yifchas ulay me'arba'a kaisis. But let's say he doesn't have four. All he has is three. Is there a mitzvah to drink the three? Or is there no mitzvah to drink the three? Says the Rashash, from this Gemara, I think, from what Ravina said, it sounds like there'd be a mitzvah to drink three. Because Ravina's lashon was, Arba kasi takinu rabbanan derech eros, and kol chad v'chad mitzvah bapi nafshiyu. Each one is an individual mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to drink four, so of course, you wouldn't go and drink the three, because you're not being mekayim in the mitzvah. It'd be like putting on tefillin that has three parshiyos and not four. It's not the mitzvah. If, however, each one is viewed individually, so it could be each one is its own mitzvah. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah b'apei nafshehu. That is the literal translation of the Gemara. So if that's the case, said the Rashash, if a person would have three, he wouldn't have four. It could be there would be an idea for a person to still drink the three kaisas, even though he's not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. Either way, says the Gemara. We started off with a braisa. The braisa said, lo yoichal adam trei, v'lo yishte trei, v'lo yikaneach. Why is that a problem? Why is layasa tzrochav a problem? Tashmish amita two times. We just said that the four kaises of yayin is not viewed as being an issue. Why? Even though it's four, it's an even number, but we look at them as being individual. L'chayra, two acts of tashmish amita is a unit of two. It's two individual acts. And the Gemara's Lashon is Nimlach. Nimlach means probably the way the second happened was after the first, there was a second. But it wasn't done b'kivun to be a unit of two. Amar Abayis, Abayis said, you're right. It's a good kashya. Hachi kama, the way you read the Brayis is as follows. Lo yoichal trei v'yishte trei, v'lo yaset tzrochav afilu pamachas. Meaning after a person ate two or drank two, being that he's in this vulnerable situation, so he should be careful, it's not an opportune time. He shouldn't do tashmish amita. Why do mechalash amisra? Because maybe he's weak, and if he's weak, he's going to end up finding himself in this compromised position, and it can end up affecting him. So we just discussed this idea that there's a sakana if a person does something two times. And we saw in the Gemara, it's lav davka two, it's a multiple of two. Where did we see it in the Gemara? Because the Gemara is applying it to arba kaisis. Now this sakana, which begins vague and is going to end even more vague, is what's known as zugais. Zugais means peers, and there was some sakana, as we mentioned in the very, very brief introduction, to do something in peers. The Gemara now is going to digress and an entire Daf Gemara, way above our pay grade, that talks about the concept of Zugas. Tan Rabbanon, Shoysef Keflaim, somebody drinks two cups of something, Dama Beroisha, he's Chayev Misa. Why? He put himself into a situation of Sakana. Incidentally, if it's a situation of Sakana, it's even more Chamer than Isser. Right? What's worse? For a person to drink something that's not kosher, or for a person to drink something that's going to put his life at risk? The answer is, to drink something that's going to put your life at risk. Chamira Sakanta Meisura. And when it comes to Sveik chazekos, and when it comes to chazokos, and when it comes to roiv, when it comes to bittol, it's more chomer when you're dealing with something that's asr mishum sakana versus something that's simply asr. So zugos isn't just asr, it's in the category of sakana. That's why if somebody drinks keflayim, it's chayv miso. If somebody would drink something that's not kosher, no, but this is a question of sakana, and it falls into the category of chamira sakanta meisur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Emes, when is this true?" So you have to read the fine print. That's only if he drank one cup and he didn't go outside in between the two cups. But let's say he drank a cup and then he went outside. So then already said Rav Yehuda, no words. I saw that Rav Chanani Bar Bibi, he used to drink wine, and after every glass, he would get up, he would walk outside. Why? Like this, he prevented a situation of getting involved in zugas. Again, you have to read even more fine print. That's only if the only time this is an issue is if when you're on your way on a trip. So if somebody would drink two cups of wine, and now he has to go somewhere, so that would be an issue. If you're staying at home, it's not going to be an issue. If a person does something impure and then he goes to sleep, it's as if he was going away, it's also a problem. Rav Papa said they're going to the bathroom is like, it's as if you're going on some voyage. Is that true that if a person's staying home, there's no problem of zugas for Rava, Mani Kishuri, Rava, when he used to drink wine, Rava and wine, but when Rava used to drink wine, he used to count the beams. So he was drinking his first cup of wine, he would be focusing on the first beam in the room. Second, focus on the second. Why? He didn't want to lose cheshbon. He didn't want to lose count, because by mistake, if you drink an even number and not an odd number, it could be gross at tzuris. Abaya, kishas lichad kasa, Abaya, when he would drink one cup of wine, samankit le ime, trey kasi betrey yade. So his mother, wasn't his mother, Abaya never saw his mother, but the woman that raised him, so she would stand and hold two cups of wine in her two hands. So Abaya is drinking one, he sees the two, so he understands the cheshbin where he's holding with odd and even. 1 + 2 = 3, so he understands a little bit what's going on. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, when Rav Nachman by Yitzchak used to drink wine, when he would be at his second cup, his gaba would be holding a third cup for him. When he was drinking one, he would hold two. But what's the kasha? The kasha is that Abaya and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, they apparently always had this minig. Meaning, not only when they were lotzei sloderech, it sounds like whenever they used to drink wine. Rava, every time he drank wine, he would count beams. Okay, it sounds like this is something that he always did. It doesn't say whenever he drank wine before he was yotzei sloderech. It sounds like this is something that always happened. So what's the kasha? I thought we just said that it's only an issue if you're on your way out, but if you're not lotzei sloderech, then it's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Adam chashev shani. You have to say that Rava and Abaya and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak of Daf Kuf Hei, Rebite fame. So these three Amoraim were Anoshim Chashuvim. Adam Chashuv Shani, when it comes to an Adam Chashuv, it's different. So why is an Adam Chashuv Shani? The Rashbam says, the Masri Shedim Nafshayu Lazuki. Because Shedim Amoisin Nefesh to hurt an Adam Chashuv. So the Shedim actually go after the Adam Chashuv more so than they go through a regular person. And that's why Rav Abayim, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, they had to be a little bit more careful, because there's an idea that Shedim are more interested in attacking an Adam Chashuv than they are someone that's not an Adam Chashuv. It's interesting, we spoke this out when we learned Masechtas Brachas. There's a stira between two Gemaras and Masechtas Brachas, whether someone that's Chashuv, specifically a Talmud Chacham, whether he's more vulnerable to Mazikin, or he's less vulnerable to Mazikin. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Afal Pishakar Adam Kriyishma Beis HaKnesses, even if a person daven Meiriv and he already said Kriyishma, Mitzvah LeKroisoy Al Mitasoy, there's still a mitzvah for him to read Kriyishma Al Amita. And the Gemara says the reason is because at night is Mazikin and the Kriyishma protects you from the Mazikin. The Baal HaTurim says that there's a remez to the fact that Kriyishma protects a person from Mazikin. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Zok the Baal HaTurim, the pasuk is Maschel B'Shin, Shema, and it's Messiah with Dalet, Echad. Oysi is Shin Dalet. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, protects a person from a Shin Dalet. So Reb Shua ben Levi said, Shua ben Levi, who was Rogel, he was the Chayzah on Daf Kuf Hei Yom Beis, who knew about Mazikin. So Reb Shua ben Levi said, Afal Bishakar Adam Kriyishma B'Beis HaKesses, I have inside information, trust me, say Kriyishma, Shin, Dalet, this is going to work. But then Reb Shua ben Levi added, Im Talmud Chacham Uein Tzarech,
If he's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to. Why doesn't he have to? Because the Torah protects him. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to worry about it. There's another Gemara. Gemara on Mesechtes Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Shloish Tzrichim Shimur. There are three people that are in a perpetual state of requiring Shmira. With, from what? Zokt Rashi Min Amazikin. Ve'iluhen Chayla, Chasam Ve'kala. Ve'masnisa Tana, Chayla, Chaya, Chasam Bekala. Chai is a woman that just gave birth. V'yei shoymim af ovel. V'yei shoymim af talmidei chachamim balaylo. That a Talmud Chacham at night also needs Shmira. Says Rashi, why would a Talmud Chacham at night need Shmira? Mikin osoy miskara bahem. Because the Mazikin have kinna towards the Talmud Chacham. It's jealousy. And as a result, they need to be more protected. So Rabbi Kiveg and Gilyan Hashas in Brachas Nundal Ramid Beis says, Ayin Talmidei Rabbi Yoyna perakamid the Mesechtin daf Dalet Ramid Beis dibra amaskul shenemar. If you take a look, Rabbi Yoyna, he asked the steer. This is the kasha. Here we have a Gemara Brachas Hayamar Aleph that when it comes to Kriya Shema Shalamito, which is to protect from the Mazikin, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shin and Dalet, like the Baal HaTurim says based on this Gemara. So the Talmud Chacham is ain't tzarech. Why? Because Talmud Chacham doesn't need the Shmira. The Torah is going to protect him. And now we have another Gemara in the same Masechta, Brachas Nundalet Amud Beis, Shloish Tzrichim Shimur Zok Rashi Min HaMazikin, V'yeshoyim Af Talmidei Chachamim Balaylo. Why? Mikinasei Miskarabem. It sounds like the Talmud Chacham needs more Shmir. It's a steer. Regardless, our Gemara sounds like a Maramakim to the Gemara in Brachas Nundalet Amud Beis. Now, when it comes to the Mazik that comes from Zugois, whatever exactly that is, the Adam Chashiv is actually more vulnerable. And that's why, for the Hamoinam, if a person is acting and committing an act of Zugois, as long as you're not going out of your house, you have nothing to worry about. An Adam Chashev is more of an issue. Why? The Masri Shedim Navshayu Lazuke. The Talmud Chacham is more vulnerable to the Shed. If he's more vulnerable to the Shin Dalet, that'd be more of a reason for him to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Start with a Shin and end with a Dalet. Either way, that's the Mashmoyis from our Gemara. Omar Ula Ula said Asara Koisis Ein Ben Mishum Zuga. So we just said that anything in multiples of two, the Lav Dafka two, the Sugya is really talking about Dalet Koisis, which is four. So 6, 8, 10. Oh, 10. Ula said you have nothing to worry about. So the Gemara Ula Tamei Ula Lishitasim Omar Ula Vamidol Nasisatana. Some say it was a price Asara Koisis and Tiknu Chama Beis Up Chama Mesakin 10 Koisis. In a base of now, if you're going to tell me the 10 koises are related to zugos, so why would the chachamim have been masakin something that can lead a person to sakana? We just saw the Gemara. An avel is someone that is, even requires shmirah. So now the avel is going to put himself in a situation where brachos on dalam base, he needs more shmirah. He's going to go and violate zugos. The teretz is ula l'shitase. Who said it? Ula. Oh, ula l'tamei asara koises and ben mishum zugos. Why not? So the Marsha says, because Asiri Kodesh. 10 is a holy number. The Shechina comes when there's 10. You can say a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha when there's 10. I'm the Marsha B'Kedusha Yagodas. He says it's related to the Kedusha of the number 10. Avo, but Ula said, T'man Yo Yesh Memishum Zugis. 8? That's already Zugis. Rav Chizda Rabbe Barav Huna Dami Chavar. Rav Chizda Rabbe Barav Huna both said, no. 8 is also not a problem of Zugis. Why not? He said, because Sholoim L'Toyve Mitztarif, L'Rov L'Oim Mitztarif. Because the 7th cup of wine is symbolic of shalom, of peace. And shalom is not mitzdarif l'roh. Shalom. Shalom is only mitzdarif l'tayv. So what does shalom have to do with 7? So the 3rd bracha of Birchas Koyanim is Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseim l'cha shalom. It's 7 words. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yaseim l'cha shalom. Shalom is the 7th word in that pasuk. As a result, 7 and shalom somehow have a connection to each other, and shalom, you don't have to worry about it. So therefore, the 8th is not an issue, because the 8th is really the 7th. That's an odd number. But Rav Huna said, 6 is going to be a problem. Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yitzchak both said, no, 6 is also not a problem. You know why? V'chuneka. The chunek is also gevald. L'toyv mitzarif, l'roy mitzarif, and that's the 2nd bracha. Yor Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. Yor 1 Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. V'chunek is the 5th. That's all. Avol arba yesh b'mishum zugos. Barabo and Rabbi Yis both said 4 is gonna. Abayv Rabba Damit Ravayu. Abayv Rabba both said v'yishmerecha. L'toyv mitzarif, l'roy mitzarif. Yivarecha chahavayu v'yishmerecha. Right, the 3rd word is v'yishmerecha. So v'yishmerecha shmir Hashem says he's gonna protect. That's very matim to the sugya that we're learning. Shmira. That's what we need. Shmira from the Mazikin. That's also not an issue. And as a result, even 3 is not going to be a problem. So, the Gemara Vazir Rav Letamei, Rav Zashitasi, Rav Afkinu, the Rabbanu Barbaka, he says, Rav used to send the Chevra out sometimes, and he said, before you go, Tzedel Aderech,
And what was it? It was four cups of wine. And the Gemara says, Avagav Itz Rava Bar Levi. Even though Rava Bar Levi, who was a Talmud of Rava, once went out after drinking four cups of wine and he was harmed by a mazik, lechash lo lemulsa. Rava was not persuaded by that. He didn't think that that was a proof that his theory that four is not an issue. Why do Amar? He said, that's because he embarrassed me once. He asked me a question. I didn't know the answer. And as a result, it was related to that. But it had nothing to do. It had nothing to do with anything else. Incidentally, the Rashbam asks an obvious question. We began the sugya, hey, let us drink four cups of wine. Why are we talking about dugois? Because of Dalek Kaisens. Hechi tikkun rabbah, mesakkun rabbah, amidah dasa b'yodei sakana. And the Gemara brought three terutzim. Rav Nachman, Rava, and Ravina. One of the metartzim was Rava. That means Rava thought it was a good kashna. What happened to zugois? How you let her drink four cups? Rava l'shitasi just said four is not a problem. It was abaya v'rava do amri travayu. Not just that, Rava used to send the chevra out all the time after giving them four cups of wine. So Rava l'shitasi should have never had a problem with arba kaisis. Right, the three amirim that are discussing arba kaisis, Rav Nachman, Rava, and Ravina, certainly seem to be of the opinion that four is an issue of zugois. Rava is in the first Gemara, is in the second Gemara. It's the Rashbam's kash. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, I'm the Yosef Sheida. He said, I have some inside information about zugos. From who? From Yosef Sheida. Ashmodai, he said, Malka de Sheida. Ashmodai of Mesechtes Gittin fame, of Shloim HaMelech and Binyan Bayis Rishon fame. He said, he's the king of the Sheidim and Mamunu Akulu Zugi. He's also in charge of the Zugim. So he's the CEO of the whole Shin Dalet operation. But at the same time, he has a few things that he micromanages. And one of them is Zugois. This is something he's involved with. And Rabbi Yosef said, if that's the case, no worries, because Malkalei Ikri Mazik, he's a melech. It's beneath his dignity to pounce on someone that just had two glasses of wine. Let's be honest, what did he do already? Ikad Amri Lo Lahaytisa. Some sort of a little bit differently. He said, Adarabba. No. What Rabbi Yosef said was that Ashmadai is in charge, and trust me, I know him. Stay far away from Zugos, because Malka Raschonu, he's very nervous, he's about Kass, and Mandabai of it, and he can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to get a sign off from anybody, because Sham Melech Pirates get the last is like Derech, because even in Halacha, Melech is Pirates like Derech. Kalvachaymer Ashmadai, who's the king of all the Shade, and they make him the other, no one's ever going to stop. I'm Rapapa. Rapapa said, I'm the Yosef Shade. I'll tell you something that I heard from Yosef Shade. Betray Katalinon. He said, if somebody would drink two cups of wine or do something in two, he can be killed. That's the kind of vulnerability that he has to these mazikin. Barba, if somebody would do four, like Katlina, you and me kill. However, Barba maskin. But he could be in a situation where he can be hurt. So killed not, hurt yet. Another thing he said was betray be meshag be mezen. Two, even if you do a beshoigig, you're in trouble. Barba be mezen beshoigig. If you do it in four, then it would have to be mezen. It wouldn't be beshoigig. What's the difference between two and four? Maybe it's the v'yishmerecha. But whatever it is, there's a difference. Rabbi Papa said, trust me, between two and four. What happens if someone finds himself in a situation where, by mistake, he had two cups of wine, and then he did what he really wasn't supposed to do. He went outside. The nafik. Maitakante. Now what? You're stuck. So the Gemara says, no, there's an etzah. There's a plan B. Linkin's coffee, the other demina, the other. You take your right thumb, you put it into your left hand. Vizik with the smaller, the other demina, and then you take your left thumb and you put it into your right hand. Vene mahachi, and you recite the following incantation. Atun v'ana atlasa. So again, you drink two cups of wine and now you're outside. So you say like this. You, together with me, are three. It's the zugais and me together with three. That's what you're supposed to. Now the Gemara says, it doesn't always work. If you start hearing voices, say, one second, I'm here too. So between the three of you and me, we're four. That's a problem. So you need a counter. So you say, it's name alay, atun vano chamisha. But me and the four of you is five. But if he says, yeah, I understand you're five, but with me and the rest of you is six, namely, then you should say seven. The Gemara says, you get the point, right, where this is supposed to go. Have a uvda ad mevachad. Once happened that a person went outside, and this happened, he heard voices. Maybe he had more than two glasses of wine. No, but he heard voices, and it was going back and forth until he got to the point where it was 101, and the Gemara says, a pakashet. But it came to 101, then the Shin Dalet finally went away, and that was the end of the whole story. Amar Amir said, Amalei Reshtini Denoshin Kachfaniyos. I heard from the head of all the Machshefes. So she told me the following, all the sorceresses. If somebody encounters a machshef, literally a witch, name a hachi, you should say the following. Chari chamimi b'dikula bazya, v'pumaychun noshi dechashayso. So chari chamimi is hat soya, b'dikula bazya, in a dilapidated basket, should go into the mouths
of all the witches. Korach, karchaichu, may your hair come out. Parach, parchaichu, may all your crumbs of bread fly away. Ivdir tavlunaichu, all your spices, all the things that they used to use, it should all spread out. Parcha zikal amayrika chadata, the wind should blow away your saffron. Then aktisu nashim kashfonius, that you nashim kashfonius have. And then you should say, adichonani vichonanchi ba'yosisu l'goy. When I had rachmanis on myself, and you had rachmanis on me, you had no power over me. But hashtado sisi l'gav, but now that you somehow were able to get a hold of me, you know what that means? Karchanani v'chananchi. That's a sign that I didn't have rachmanis on myself, and it's a sign that you don't have rachmanis on me either. It's actually a fascinating idea. You tell this witch that as long as I had rachmanis on me, and you had rachmanis on me, I was safe. But you know why I'm vulnerable to you right now? Because you don't have rachmanis on me. That's pretty obvious. But also because I didn't have rachmanis on me. I am Barashbam. Hashta shabasi beinechem yoidei ani sheniskaru alai rachamim. Okay. Vegam rachami niskaru shaloi chasti alatzmi. Vaistois, I didn't have rachmanis on myself. Because as long as I had rachmanis on myself, you weren't able to get in between me. On that note, the Gemara is going to return to Zugos. It's a segue. And really recite the most important line in this sugya. Says the Gemara, "V'marav alakapti azugi." In Eretz Yisrael, they weren't worried about zugas. Rav Dimi min Ardo kapit. Rav Dimi min Ardo was makbid on zugas. How makbid was he? To an incredible extreme. Afilu arush medchavisa hava avda. To the point that if there was two marks on a barrel of wine, he saw that as a bad sign. In fact, once upon a time, Hava Uvda, Upaka Chavisa, he once was damaged because of a situation like that. But the Gemara says, Klamad Milsa, here's the punchline. Called the Kapit, anyone that's makbid on Zugos, Kapti Bahadei. The Zugos are makbid on him. Meaning, if you're worried about Zugos are going to be worried about you. You're going to be on their radar, and you have to worry about them. Udu like Kapit. But someone that's not makbid on Zugos, like Kapti Badeh. He's not someone that has to worry about Zugos. And then the Gemara says, Umi ulamechash mi boy. But to be worried about it a little bit, that's something he does have to do. The Rashbam explains that even though the Gemara just said, if you're not worried about Zugos, then don't worry about it. You'll never, ever have to deal with them. But at the same time, lamechash mi boy. On some, a little worried you have to be. Meaning you can control, a person has the ability to control the power that the Zugos are going to have over him, but only to a degree. So if he's super worried about it, then he needs to be super worried about it. If he's a little worried about it, then only a little worried about it. But let's say a person says, I don't believe in Zugos. The whole thing to me, that's fine. You're a white cupid, you're not worried about them, that's fine. But lemechash mi abai. And the Rashbam says it has to be that way. Because if the whole Zugos is only really to the extent that you're worried about it and you feel that they have power over you, then why did Chazal just say, don't worry about them? Why did Chazal say, we have a whole daf and shas, psochem daf kuf yud, which is all zugas? Why are we talking about zugas so much? All different halachas, we're going to see more halachas now. So why there's so many halachas about, why is there a whole shulchan aruch, hilchas zugas? Just say, it's shtosim. The teretz is, it's real. Now is it real? Even if a person is not 100% worried about it, but lemechash mi abai, it doesn't matter. It's still something he has to be concerned about. Stating that, many, many Rishonim and old editions of the Talmud Bavli didn't have those three lines. Those three words. It was Rashbam's Gersa, seemingly, the way he explains the Gemara. But not everybody had this Gersa. And in most Gemaras, those words don't appear, which means the Gemara is saying, Klala de Milsa, Kol de Kapid, Kapti Bahadeh. U de Loi Kapid, Loi Kapti Bahadeh. We'll see more about this. The end of the daf. So the Gemara also Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He came back with a lot of halachas. Amazingly, some of the halachas were in Hilchas Zugos. He said, "Shtei beitzim, with two eggs, v'shtei agoizim, two walnuts, shtei kishuim, two cucumbers, v'dovar acher, and a fourth thing halacha l'mayshem mizina." Really, the whole idea of Zugos was negaya four things. This is what Rav Ashi said. He said it was negaya eggs, walnuts, and cucumbers. He said there was a fourth thing. He said, but the Rabbanah didn't know what that fourth thing was. And because they didn't know what that fourth thing was, and Chamira Sakanta Meisura, Gazer Rabbanah, Bekula Zuga Mishum Dover Acha. He said, don't do anything in Pierce because of a chashash, it might be that fourth thing. Incidentally, in the world of Issa Vahetta, would you ever do something like that? What happened to Roiv, Kolda Parish, Miruba Parish? What happened to Bittel? It feels like a Roiv type of suga. You have to work it out. But it feels a little bit like Roiv. Abimiretach Sakana. Oh, Chamira Sakanta Meisura, Chulan Daf Yud. So as a result, you don't have the option of that. Regardless, it was because there was a fourth thing that Chazal weren't sure what it was. It's for that reason we have this whole universe of Zugas. This that we said on Amir Aleph, different Amiram said 10, right? Ula, because Asiri Kodesh, Tmanya, because of Shalom, Shisa, Vichuneka, Arba, because of Shalom. There's no Zuga, it's only true regarding Mazik. Aval Inyuk Shafin. But when it comes to Keshev, Afilo Tuva Namichashinon. Even if there's more, this is something that you need to worry about. So what does this mean? So the Rishonim explain what this means is that there's a mazik that has koyach over a person when a person is or does something in pairs. Fine. In addition to that, the machshefes, the kishef machers, also have a special koyach over a person when a person does something in pairs. So the Gemara says that even though on Amud Aleph we said that there's an idea of zugas, but 4, 6, 8, and 10 maybe is more kuladik, that's only if there's no chashash kishef. But kishef together with 4, 6, 8, and 10, that could be a problem. So without Kishiv, just from the pure generic Zuger's perspective, maybe that's not something you'd have to be so worried about. But if you add to that, you compound that with the Kishiv and the special ability that Kishiv has on Zuger's, that already is a situation, and even 4, 6, 8, 10, it's not kedai to be mekel. Zok de Gemara, and I'll prove it to you with a story. So what's this story? Ki ha, dahu gavra de garsh l'divis. It was a person that divorced his wife. Ozal intzva l'chenva. And this woman went, and she married somebody that owned a store. He was a chenveni. Right? He owned a local grocery. Kol yoyim hava ozal v'shasi chamra. Every day, this husband, the ex-husband, used to go to this chenveni, and he used to drink wine. Now, the woman, who's his ex-wife, who's now married to the owner of the chenveni, so she's there, maybe she's working in the store, so she sees her ex-husband, she didn't particularly like him, and she tried using kishif to try to hurt him. But have a kavdalak shaf, blekom ahanyebe. But it never worked. Why? Because he made sure that when he drank wine, he drank an odd number of cups. Because he knew if he drank an even number, his ex-wife is there. I guess he knew she was a machshefa. And as a result, this is something that he's worried about. So this was a little bit of a situation. The Gemara says, one day, he drank a lot. And he started losing cheshbon. The first 16 cups, I mean, he was clearly also a piece of work, but the first 16 cups was perfect. But afterwards, Bizdar ben Afshe, he was counting beams, whatever it was, he was good. But after 16 already, he was losing it. And he lost Cheshbin. And the Gemara says, Afik de Bezuga. He went outside having drank an even number. When he was walking, Gaspe Ahutaya, so there was an Arab that saw him. He was able to see this. Taya understood Kishif, and he was able to see that this was Nebucha, a Gavri Ketela, that there was some spell that some witch had put upon this person, and he was vulnerable, and he said it. And as soon as the person heard it, Chabke L'dikka, he got scared, he hugged a tree, Tzavach Diklo Pakahu. So there's different versions of exactly how the story ended. All the versions agree that it didn't end well. This person ended up dying, whether the tree exploded and that he exploded. The bottom line is that he ended up dying. Why? Because of this situation. So you see from here that Zugais and Kishev compounded together. That's very, very dangerous. If you have a cooked food and you eat two of them, or bread, you have no problem with it. Klal the milsi. Here's another rule. Kol shem gomer b'dayadam eim b'mishum zugos. Anytime the finished product required some human intervention, you don't have to worry about zugos. Gomer b'day shemayim. If it ended b'day shemayim, then already b'mili mini demecho, and it's food related. Chay shinon. That's something you have to worry about. So this is Rabbi Avirus. Again, there's different shittas in the Gemara. If you sit down, go through the Shulchan Aruch here, there's different halachas. But that was Rabbi Avirus' understanding that anything that is completed naturally b'day adam, that's not something you have to worry about. If it's completed naturally, that's when it's finished. The question is wine, right? What about wine? Wine for sure is zugos. That's the whole sugya. Yet wine is really produced. It's grapes, and from the grapes comes the yayin. So again, the Rashbam talks about it. If somebody would drink zugos in a store, ein ben mishum zugos. Nimloch ein ben mishum zugos. If somebody originally was going to drink one cup, and then he changed his mind, decided to have a second one, there's no zugos. Erech ein ben mishum zugos. If you're a guest in somebody's house, and you drink an even number of something, there's no zugos. Why? Because a guest is always like nimlach. Because you don't really know what's coming, right? You're at the mercy of your host. So you can't say, oh, I came in thinking I was going to drink two cups of wine. Mechtesna. Who said they were going to give you two cups of wine? So as a result, you have one cup,
Then you have a second one, you consider nimlach, so it's not a problem of zugas. Ish na'im ba'mishum zugas. A woman is no zugas. Why? Because even if a woman drinks wine, the second one is perceived to be a nimlach. V'ish ha'shuvo, that we drink wine chashino. Amar avchina na'bredi Rabbi Yeshua. Ispargus mitzdarif l'toiva, na'im mitzdarif l'ra. So the Gemara spoke about asparagus in Masechtas Brachas. This was a wine-based beverage that people used to eat for breakfast. And apparently it had refuah properties. So being that it had refuah, so it's mitzdaref l'toiva, ve'im mitzdaref l'ra. Amar avmina mishmei derava, zugi l'chumra. And if you have a suffix zugais, you go l'chumra. Ve'amri l'asam, say zugi l'gula. If you have a suffix zugais, you go l'gula. So what would you think? Suffix zugais, we just mentioned, it's chamiras akantem esur, you would think for sure you should go l'chumra. So what's pshat in the tzad that says you go l'gula? So here the Rashbam invokes what the Gemara said on the top of the Yom. And that is the being that zugas only have a koyach if you're a kapid, but mandalay kapid like kapdin abade. So don't stop being machmer misafik. That's way too kapid. If you're going to start thinking in terms of safik, now you're going to be a real mandal kapid and mandal kapid. Kamtinam bade, so it's not a good idea. Amr Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, trade the chamra, v'chad the shichra. What would be if someone drank two cups of wine and one cup of beer? Loi mitzdarif. It's not mitzdarif. Trade the shikh b'chad hachamra, two cups of beer, one cup of wine, mitzdarif, that would be mitzdarif. What's the svara? If you drink two dechamras, so the ikar is the wine, because you drink two, you drink one beer. Now the question is, can beer be mitzdarif to wine? Beer is of a lesser quality than wine, as a result it can't. If you drink, trade the shikhra, so now the ikar is the shekhar. So now the question is, could the one wine be mitzdarif? Wine is more chashiv than beer, and therefore it could be mitzdarif. The Gemara says, how do you know this? The simonech, a simon. A simon from the 27th parak in Masechtas Kelim. Discussing over there different materials on what to shear it has to be in order for it to be mekabel tumah. Some things, it's five tvachim, six tvachim, different. That's why it's different shear for different things. So the question is, what happens if you mitzdarif one thing to another thing, two different materials? So the halach is, if the thing that you were mitzdarif is more chomer than the main thing, so then it counts towards the share. If it's lesser, it doesn't count towards the share. So that's the mashal, not your typical mashal. Your nimshal is with regards to the yayin, right? Usually the mashal would be the yayin, the nimshal would be tyrus. Here the mashal is the tyrus. But the point is that if the ikar is the yayin, so then the sheikhar is of a lesser, and as a result, it can't be mitzdarif. If the ikar was the sheikhar, then the wine that's being mitzdarif is more chomer, it has the ability to be mitzdarif. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, trei kamo tako v'chad atako mitzdarfi. If you drink two cups of wine before the meal, and one during the meal, it's going to be mitzdarif. Chad mekam atako v'trei atako. One before the meal, and two during the meal, like mitzdarfinon, then it's not going to be mitzdarif. What's the svara? Because the two that are before the taka, that's the ikar. The chad atak is the tafel. But the taka, the one that you drink during the meal, is more chashev. So again, the more chashev could always be mitzdarif. So the two before the meal, one during the meal, it has the ability to be mitzdarif. But if it's one before the meal and two during the meal, so now the roiv is the two during the meal. You want one before the meal, which is of a lesser quality, to be mitzdarif. It doesn't have the ability to do that. But the Gemara says, matzlor misharisha. Otmananda tkuni taku kabi inon. Why should it matter if it's before the meal or after the meal? Tkuni gavri binon. This is a din in the gavra, not in the chetza. This person is vulnerable right now because of all the wine that he drank, the even number. The guy will come and sack him the koi, the mice will kiss. Does it matter to the person if he drank it before the meal, during the meal? So the Gemara says, I hear, but one thing is clear. The kuliyama trey attack the chad lebas attack the layman staff, even though there's a discussion like we just said. But what would it be if someone drank two during the meal, one after the meal? For sure, the one after the meal is not mitzdarf. Yeah, he maisa the rabbi bar nachmini. What's the makar to that? A Gemara that was a maisa shahoya kachoya regarding rabbi bar nachmini. Rashi quotes the Gemara, it's in the sechtes psochim, absechtes. It's a fascinating Gemara. It's a Gemara that we've spoken about many times. It's a Gemara that discusses the patira of Rabbi Bar Nachmani. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmo, one last halach. Kol ha-masuk mitzdarif. If you drink a drink that's blended, so the halach is that it's going to be mitzdarif. So different blended drinks are mitzdarif. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that Rav Yehuda Mashmu was of the opinion that the only time drinks are mitzdarif is zugas if it's the same drink. But if it's a different drink, then it's not going to be mitzdarif. Kamash Malon, two blended drinks are the same. Why? Because they're both blended. And as a result, it's mitzdarif. Chutz min amayim. With the exception of water. What does that mean? So the Rashi says, water means, Rashbam also says, cold water and warm water mixed together is not considered blended.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Mayim, even water. If you mix cold water and hot water, it's blend. Amar Abba Leimar Lechamim Legav Kriv Kriv Lechavim. Like we just said, if as long as one is hot and one is cold, Lechamim Legav Chamim Kriv Legav Kriv Loi. But let's say you would mix cold water with cold water, or you would mix hot water with hot water, that wouldn't be blended. If you don't know what the Havamina even was, why would that be blended? You mix wine with wine, it's not blended. So water and water, why would that be blended? Regardless, that is the Gemara, at least the first part of this sugya that deals with the halacha of zugos. Again, why are we talking about zugos? This is an epic digression from Psachim and even from the digression of Arvei Psachim. This is a digression. So why exactly are we discussing this? Because we mentioned the takana of Arba Koisis. And the Gemara says, how could there be a mitzvah? How could the Rabbanan have been misakin? Something that can put a person in a situation where he's vulnerable for sakana. What's the sakana? Because four is a multiple of two. As a result, you're triggering the mazikin of zugos, and a person chalila could be in a situation where he's going to be at risk. So why would the Rabbanan go and make a takana, be mesakin, a situation that can never lead to something very, very serious? And the Gemara gave three terutzim. The first teretz was leil shimurim, leil amishum rabbanan amazikin. The second teretz was the kais shel bracha, the kais shel bracha samazin doesn't count. The third teretz was a little bit of a lumdis. Even though it's four cups, but it's not a unit of four, but it's four individual cups. The chiddush of the Rashash based on this Gemara, that it could be, if you only have three cups, you don't have four, it could be there would be a mitzvah to drink the three. So two ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf. One more related to Leil Shimurim, and the second one related to Zugos. So the Gemara said, the first teretz, why is it that there's no problem to drink four cups of wine at the Leil HaSeder, because the Leil HaSeder is Leil HaMeshumar Ubam and HaMazikin. It is a special Shmira. Why is there a Shmira? Because the Torah says that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, that night, it was Leil Shimurim. And if that night it was Leil Shimurim, that means every single Tesvav Nisan, it's Leil Shimurim. So what are you worried about? Zugos, you're worrying about Mazikin? There's a Shmira. It's a Leil that's Meshumar Ubam and HaMazikin. Now this idea of Leil HaMeshumar Ubam and HaMazikin is brought down in a few places in Shulchan Aruch with regards to Halacha in Hilchas Pesach. Number one, it's Negei Kriyas Shma Shalamita. So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to say the whole Arichos of Kriyas Shma Shalamita. Why not? Because it's all about a Shmira. We just learned the Gemara. Dalet on the base. Chayam and Aleph and Mesach des Brachas. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's Shin and Dalet. It's all about Shmira and Amazikin. Tonight is Leil HaMeshumar Ubam and Amazikin. So if it's Leil Shimurim, so it's not something you have to do. The Poskim say that you don't say Magen Avos. You don't say Magen Avos when the first night of Pesach falls out on a Friday night. Because Magen Avos was all instituted Mipnei HaMazikin, and being that it was instituted Mipnei HaMazikin, so it's not something that you have to say. Because again, it's Mishum Ruba Men HaMazikin. One of the things that we do, because of the idea of Leila Mishum Ruba Men HaMazikin, is we open up our door during the Seder, and we say Shvoicha Moscha Alagoyim. The reason we do that is to show that it's Leil Shimurim Hu, it's Laila HaMeshumar Abam and HaMazikin. It's brought down in our Chaim Simen Tof Peh, that's the source, that's the root of the minig, that we open up the door during the Seder. It's Yadua that the Beis Halevi asked, that if the reason we open up the door during the Seder is to show that tonight is Leil Shimurim, so wouldn't it make sense to do it at the beginning of the Seder? He says, why do we do it at the end of the Seder? Shvoicha Moscha Lagoyim, that's late in the night. So why do we do it at the beginning? You would think, right, you sit down by the Seder, and before Halach Ma'anya, you should go to your front door, you should open up the door. It's like this, all the Mesubin, the kids are still up. Everybody's going to understand that tonight is Leil Shimurim, and you can say a nice shatel, a nice Dvar Torah about Leil Shimurim. It would seem so apropos. So the Beis Halevi said, wouldn't it make more sense to do this at the beginning of the Seder? It feels like it would have more meaning than even. So why are we doing it at the end of the Seder? You should do it at the beginning of the Seder. So the Beis Halevi said, Adav Nifla. He said, when we open it up, it's nothing to do with Shvoicha Moscha. You know what we do it? If you look in your Haggadah Shal Pesach, right before we say Shvoicha Moscha Lagoyim, Moizgin Kais Revi, you pour the fourth cup of wine. Right, Shvoicha Moscha is right after benching. You bench. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Bayir Pri Hagafen, that's the third Kais. Moizgin Kais Revi, and then you say Shvoicha Moscha Lagoyim, Mashalo Yudo Ucho. Said the Beis Halevi, it has nothing to do with Shvoicha Moscha. It has to do with the Kais Revi. Why? Because the Gemara asked the Kashim Sochim Kufta Esam Beis, hey, you let us drink four Kaises. What happened to Zugo? It's Chamir Sakanta Meisura. And what was the teretz? The first teretz of the Gemara was Amrav Nachman Amakro. Leil Shimurim, Leil HaMeshumar Ubam and HaMazikin. Right now, we're about to drink the fourth cup of wine. Four cups? What happened to Zugos? That's when we open up the door to show that tonight's Lel Shimurim. Valdos is the terrace, because Kana Ben Shoyal, what's going on over here? How are you drinking a fourth cup? We know there's something called Zugos. The terrace is we open up the door, and it's not related, said the Beis Halevi, to Shvoi Chamos Chalagoyev. It's related to Moisgin Kais Revi, the Klein Oisius that it says right on top of Shvoi Chamos Chalagoyev. So this is Yedua in the name of the Beis Halevi. But I found that the Chassam Sofer, in a few places, number one, in his Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, right on that halacha, in Aruch Chaim Simen, Tof Pei, and in his Droshness, this is in Drush Lamed Dalet, on Pesach, a Drosha that he gave in the year Tof Kuf Tzadik Dalet, the Chassam Sofer said the same thing. And the Chassam Sofer just adds two knetches to what the Beis HaLevi said. The first knetch that the Chassam Sofer said is that we know there's a rule that Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. So if Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Davar Ra, so what's Pash Pshan in the Gemara? Right? We could have spoken this out right in the beginning of the Gemara. What about the Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Davar Ra? L'chayra, if a person's doing a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about things. Now we've spoken out in the past, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, and all the G'dayli Achroinim discussed that it could be Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Davar Ra doesn't work for a physical sakana. So if a person is going to walk on a tightrope on top of a cliff, there's no Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Davar Ra, because that's a physical sakana. That's something you really have to be worried about. But anytime we talk about a sakana skuli, then you have a rule, Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Davar Ra. So the Hevel Chassam Sofer asked, that what was the Gemara's problem? Shomer Mitzvah, this is, it's gevaldik, you're doing the mitzvah of Dalal Kaisis. So the Chassam Sofer said, Al Derech HaPshat, you have to say that it's true, Shomer Mitzvah Leyeda Davar Ra. But Chazal to be mesakein a takana that's lehevya sakana, that not. So, avada, if you find yourself in a situation where I'm faced with these two options, I could do the mitzvah, but at the same time, I'm going to put myself into a sakana. So, if the sakana is not a physical sakana, it's not a teva sakana, it's a shuleika derech a teva sakana, al zeh nema shoyim mitzvah liyeda davara. But what bothered Chazal was to go ahead and make such a takana, that was the issue. And then the Chassam Sofer says what the Beis HaLevi said, and he's messiah with one other punchline. So, he says, moizgin kais revi. And then we say, Shvoi Chamoscha Lagoyim HaShalo Yedoucho. So sometimes I said, why? Why do we say Shvoi Chamoscha? What's the pshat? What's the juxtaposition between Moizgin Kais Revi and Shvoi Chamoscha Lagoyim? So he said that the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, so well-known Gemara, Daf Gimel Amir Aleph. This is HaFachba VaFachba the Kula. The Namish, Kala Teira Kula, Galui Lefanov, with one blick. So he said the Gemara says that if a person feels himself scared, Hay Man De Mivis, someone that he feels a Shrek, he doesn't know what it is. Avagaft ilay chazi mazli chazi. He should know that even though he didn't see anything, but his mazel, his spirit, his neshama, this spiritual component of him, his chelik abahami didn't see anything. But the other part of him saw something. Okay, so what should he do? Samara says, look at Krishna. He should say Krishna. If he comes in Makam HaTinoifis, let's say he's in a Makam HaTinoifis, he's in a place where he can't say Krishna. Lincha miduchte arbogar midi. So he should try to move Dalai Lamas and then say Krishna. V'iloy, let's say he can't even do that. That's not an option. Le'imahachi, he should say the following. He should say, Iza de Beit Tafchi, Shmeina Minoy. The goats in the Shlachtois are more geschmack than me. They're more zaftig than me. You don't want to come after me. You want to go after them better. You should say, Iza de Bei Tavchi, Shmeinu Minoy. So the Chamsoifer said, Chazal wa Mesakin Arbo Koisnes. And the truth is, it was Kenega Bei Tzeisi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakachti. But it comes with a shtickle and invoice. What's the invoice? Zugos. And Zugos was a very, very big deal once upon a time. And as a result, this is something that we have to worry about. The Teretz is, it's Leil HaMashumar Abom and HaMazikin. So the Chamsoifer said, Emes. Oh, but Chazal wanted us to do a little bit more. A little more. What's the little more? Shvoi chamoscha lagoyim ashalo yudoucha. Iza de beitavcha shmeina minoy. That's what Chassam Sofer said. That's what you're saying. Shvoi chamoscha, you don't want to come after me. Go after the goyim ashalo yudoucha. V'amamlochis hasha b'shimcha loy karo. The Hilgit Chassam Sofer said, al derech primius atayra. This is the iza de beitavchi. The shmeina minoy. You don't want me. You want instead to go after them. Mamish. Dvarim nifla. But just one aura. What's pshat in Lel Shimur? Right? Everyone knows Lel Shimur since we're little boys. What's pasha pshat? What's the oimik in Lel Shimurim? So the Chidon, Pesach Einayim, right here on this Gemara, quotes the Iyun Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisher, in his Pirush Anein Yaakov, also, right here on this Gemara, that Rabbi Yaakov Reisher said that the Yisoid is because the Mazikin come out at night. Mazikin Abalayla, that's why it's Krishma Shalamita, because that's when the Mazikin have Rishos. They have Rishos at night. But he said the night the Yidden left Mitzrayim, the Zohar HaKadosh said, it was Tor Kayoim Cheshkas Laila. It wasn't Laila, it was Yoim. And because it was Yoim, it's for that reason there was no Leil Shimurim. It's for that reason there was no Mazikin. And that's why it's Leil HaMeshumer HaMazikin. Because the whole issue of Mazikin is Laila. Laila is when you have to worry about this. This is not even something you would have to worry about during the day. So the whole issue was an issue of Laila. Oh, this is another Hosafa and another Knech. In Torah Kayom Cheshkas Laila, that's what the Chidah brings from the Iyun Yaakov. He said that's the Pshad. And then he adds a Dover Chodosh that he brings B'Shem, one of the Svarim, and it's Yodua, this Svar, it's in the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah from the Rebbe Reb Herschel. The Rebbe Reb Herschel asked the Kashnu that the Pasuk is referring to the Leil Shimurim. And it says, Leil Shimurim hu Lashem, loitziyam Eretz Mitzrayim, hu alayla azeh, Shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'deroisim. So the Rebbe Reb Herschel asked the Kashnu from a Medrash. The Pasuk says, Vayikra l'kim l'or yoim, v'lachoshech kara layla. So this is a Bereshis Rabbah, Parsha Gimel, Vav. Says the Gemara. It says, Vayikra Elohim l'or yoim. Elohim, Hashem, called or yoim. And then it says, Vela choshech kara laila. It doesn't say Hashem called choshech laila. It says, Vela choshech kara laila. It says the Gemara, Elohim laila inksiv kan. Elo Vela choshech kara laila. What's the pshat? The pshat is Amar Rabbi Lozor, because Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu miyachit shmoy al hara elo al ha-toivo. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not miyachit shmoy al hara, only on toiv. And Or, Yoim is Toiv, Choshech Lailo is Ra, Al Pi Soid, and it's for that reason it says, Vayikra Elohim Lor Yoim. Because Elohim, Hashem is Miyachit Shmoy on Yoim. But Lailo, it's for La Choshech Kar Lailo. It doesn't say Elohim, it's a Medrash. It's Rabbi Loz's Memra, in Medrash Rabbah, in the beginning of the Parshas Bereishis. So the Rebbe of Heschel said, I don't understand. Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. Hu Alayla Hazel Lashem. Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael. Twice it says Hashem's name regarding Laila. Who ha Laila hazel Hashem? I thought Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmei ala Laila. So the Rebbe of Heschel said, because this Laila is not Laila. This Laila was Yom, because Torah Kayem Cheshkas Laila. That's what the Rebbe of Heschel said. The Chidah brings in a Pesach Enayim. He brings the Vart from the Rebbe of Heschel, and he brings this Vart. He brings this Vart from the Iyun Yaakov. So the first half of the daf, or the beginning, started off talking about Dalakosis and the idea of Leil Shimurim, and then we had a whole daf Gemara that spoke about Zugos. So at the very end, or actually, somewhere in the middle of the Gemara said, Klolo de Milsa, Kol de Kapid, Kapti Bahade. Udaloi Kapid, Loi Kapti Bahade. That the way Zugos works is someone that's Makbid on Zugos needs to be Makbid on Zugos. Someone that's not Makbid on Zugos does not need to be Makbid on Zugos. Now this line of Kol de Kapid, Kapti Bahade, Udaloi Kapid, Loi Kapti Bahade is an often quoted line. Usually not about Zugos, because people don't really think about Zugos. For good reason, incidentally. Tosfos says in Masechet Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, that Be'elu HaMalchiyos, there's no Zugos anymore. It's not something we have to worry about. It's a Tosfos in Yuma Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. So the Bali Tosfos already acknowledged that Zugos was obsolete in their times. But this line of Kol DeKapit Kapti Ba'adei, or the Loi Kapit Loi Kapti Ba'adei, is something that people do quote. Again, not in the context of Zugos, but in the context of other things. Most often in the context of Ayin Hara. As if to say that Gemara talks about Ayin Hara in different places, Sfarim talk about Ayin Hara, but Kol de Kapti, Kapti Badei, Utaloi Kapti, Loi Kapti Badei, someone that's worried about it needs to be worried, and someone that doesn't eat, doesn't. And the truth is, at first glance, it's a little Tzarech Pir, the Tzushta. Because this is a Gemara that appears in one place in Shas. If you look in the Masoreis HaShas, in Moisophis, there's nothing there. There's no other place this Gemara appears. This is the one and only place. And the Gemara is talking about something very specific. Zugos. And Zugos was something very specific. Because the Gemara is talking about all the nuances and the whole Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of the laws of Zugos. Stating that it's Mavur in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. It's clear that the Chachmi Yisrael had a Masorah. That this one line of Kol de Kapit Kapti Ba'adei, Udoloi Kapit Loi Kapti Ba'adei, although Chazal said it regarding Zugos, it was never meant exclusively for Zugos. And this is something that has applications as it relates to all these different types of heebie-jeebie things. Things that maybe scientifically can't be proven, but are things that, on a metaphysical sense, Chazal made us aware of. These things are real. But the rule is, Kol de Kapit Kapti Ba'adei, Udaloi Kapit Loi Kapti Ba'adei. There are many, many examples of where the Svarim apply this principle to things other than Zugos. We'll mention four, and all four are from the Heilige Chassam Sofer, very, very quickly. The first one is in Shailot Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, it's in Evin HaEzer, it's Chelek Aleph,
It's Simon Chav Gimel. The Chassam Sofer over there is discussing the famous Shitas HaRambam with regards to Katlanos. Over the years, we've mentioned this Rambam many, many times. The halacha is that a person is not supposed to marry a Katlanos. So what's a Katlanos? Machlek is Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, if a woman was married twice, and both times her husband died, she has a din of a katlanis. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if a woman was married three times and all three times her husband died, she has a din of a katlanis. There's a lot of tshuvas that were written about katlanis. There's different kulos in the sugya. But the point is, there's a concept of a katlanis. Machlek is Rebbe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, two or three. It's Rebbe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, l'shitasaya, whether every chazaka is established, something happens twice, or every chazaka is established when something happens three times. But that's pashit, that there's a halacha of katlanis. Nobody in the world argues with this. There's machlek is rishonim. What happens if a katlanis gets married? She wasn't supposed to, but she went ahead and she got married anyways. Could she stay married, or does she have to get divorced? The Rosh says if a katlanis gets married, this couple has to get divorced. They can't stay married. And he says it's the kal v'chaim. Madach, if somebody would marry a mamzeres, madach a kohen would marry a grusha. So kaifenois loitzi, we would force them to get divorced. Kal v'chaimer katlanis. What's the kal v'chaimer? Because chamiras akante meisura. So when it comes to iser, we would force this zivug to have to part ways. So certainly, when it comes to an issue of sakana, that would be the halacha. That's the shita sarash. But the Rambam argued. The Rambam says the whole halacha of katlanis is the katchila. So if a person the katchila goes ahead and marries a katlanis, that's very, very bad. You're not supposed to. But if you got married, lo yoytzi, you don't have to get divorced. And the question is, what's pshat in the Rambam? They had no right to get married. It happened be'isser. Now that it happened be'isser, it's a sakana. Chamir sakana meisur. They certainly should have to get married. The Rosh thought it was a kal v'chaim, and the Rambam says, no, don't worry about it. You're married, all right, stay married, it's fine. What's pshat in the Rambam? So the truth is that the Rambam himself was asked this question, and the Rambam wrote a tshuva to explain his shita. Because the Mishnah quotes in Hilchas Isurei Biyah on the side of this halacha. But it's a little unclear what the Rambam meant. So the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva, here's the punchline. In Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Gimel, Be'inyan Katlonis. And he explained the shitas HaRambam. What the Rambam meant in that vague answer. And he said what the Rambam meant was as follows. The Rambam held that Katlonis is not real. The Gemara says, Mazlei Garin. Well, what does Mazlei Garin mean? It's not real. There's no sakana. What's the sakana? Because she was married twice, her husband died. So what does that mean? That means there's something about her. It's not a problem. Not for us. People think it's real. And being that people think it's real, says the Chassam Sofer, man de kapit kabdin abadet. And therefore, you can't get married. Because if you think it's real, it's a problem. But what happens if a person got married to the katlanis? You know what that means? That means he's a loy kapit. He doesn't care. Oh, you don't care? Stay married, isn't that? You should be zoich to build a bais, never be Yisrael. Why are we going to force you to get divorced? The whole issue is if you're a kohen. So if somebody comes and asks a shayla sedech sam soifer, he calls the rav, they read a shidduch, but she's a katlonis. No, don't get married, because obviously you're worried. Why are you asking a shayla? Oh, because you're a kohen. Man de kohen, kaptina badei. Avolim nasa beloy shaylas chachamim, hare loy kohen. Oh, if you're a loy kohen, you have nothing to worry about, says the chsam soifer. He brings the gemara, psach and kuf yud. He says, if you're asked, that's a problem. That's why don't get married. But once you got married, like Gary says the rabbi, because obviously you're a light carpet. If you're a light carpet, it's not something you have to worry about. That's the first Chassam Sofer. The second Chassam Sofer is also an Evan Ezer Chelek Galef. It's Simin Kuf Tezayin. The Shaila over there was that someone asked the Chassam Sofer, one of his Talmidim, he said he was read a Shidduch, and the boy and the Shver have the same name. And he wanted to know if he should do a shidduch like this. Al das misha roitzel ledavik beben toivim bocher v'toiv. This is a fine bocher. He's a metzuyan. Ela dechayish masha oimer ma'olam. He's worried about what the Welt says. Mishum shemus a bocher and machoisen. Because there's an idea. The Welt says the Chassam Sofer, they shouldn't have the same name. It comes from Yehuda Chassid, the Tzava, the shem ima yikishem ima, and the mother with the shneer, shelam mishudachnas. Ahuvi. This is what he says. If you're not worried about these things, you have nothing to worry about. He says, you have the schus Torah. Listen to this punchline. The Gemara says, Abaya v'Rava. Some have the gears, Abaya and Rava. They came from Beis Eli. Beis Eli, no one was supposed to live past 18. But the Gemara says, one lived 40, one lived 60. Why? One learned Torah, he lived till 40. One did also the Gemilas Chasadim, he lived until 60. So he says, Madach Torah is a Shmira on the claw of Beis Eli, Kalvachim, it's a Shmira, Masha, Oimre, Ma'ilam, that maybe this is a Sakana. Then he writes, he has this whole
pshat in the Sefer Chassidim. He doesn't think it's really there. Bottom line is, Shema mino deleke kpeidi, b'midi achrina, v'yizivugam oylam yofa. And then the Chassam Sofer gave him a bracha that the zivug zal oylam yofa zan. But the truth is Chassam Sofer, they were talking about names. This Rabbi Yudah Achasid about the Shver and the Eidim and the Shvig and the Shneer having the same name. And the Chassam Sofer said, he's not talking about Zugis over here. But the Chassam Sofer said that no. Don't worry about it. Mind the kapit, kapdin about that. But he said, mind the light kapit, light kapdin about that. And if you're a light kapit, this is not something you have to worry about. The third tshuva is an Eruch Chayim. It's in tshuva Kuf Samaches. The truth is, this tshuva is a real Avrei Psachim tshuva. He talks about Kovet Shabbos and Kovet Yontif and Oynik Shabbos and Oynik Yontif. It's a tshuva that we almost spoke out this week. But I am sure. Whether it's Deiraisa, the Rabbanon, Kiddush, Avdolah, Suda, a lot of interesting related things to what we spoke about very recently. But we need now the peripheral of the tshuva. So what was the ik, the tshuva? The Shoyal told the sent a letter to the Chassam Sofer. Again, it's Talmidi. And he sent him that he was asked the following question. There was an elder Yid. And this Yid once had a very, very scary dream. He had a nightmare the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And he was mekabel on himself that he's always going to fast the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And for years and years and years, he's been fasting. Now he's a little bit older. This year, it's going to be hard for him to fast the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So he wants to know if he can be loivu pereya, whether he cannot fast the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And instead, he's going to find a time where, you know, maybe the days are shorter. He'll make it up. But the point is, this is not something that he feels like he can do right now. And he said, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Dechsam Sofer, what should I tell this Elter Yid? Incidentally, as it relates to dreams, Bilei Rosh Hashanah, so we have a raid bite on that from Masechtas Brachas. Rosh Hashanah dreams, where the Marsha says they're more potent and they're more powerful. But regardless, this was the shaila that was asked to Dechsam Sofer. So Dechsam Sofer wrote a whole tshuva, are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? So, are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? Are you allowed to fast on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? That's the ikkar of the tshuva. But at the very, very end, so he tells this Yid that the truth is you don't have to fast on Rosh Hashanah. He says you can make it up. He tells him the way he should make it up is he should fast 2 weekdays. He should find 2 days, meaning you should pay kefil. So if you don't want to fast, that's fine. But you should make it up by fasting 2 days. But here's the punchline. This is what he says. He said, but I just want to make sure you're not afraid. Meaning, I'm giving you a psak, you don't have to fast Rosh Hashanah. But before you listen to my psak, ask yourself whether you're going to be nervous. Meaning, are you being makabal my psak or you're not? If you're being makabal my psak, be makabal it, because that's the halacha. You Alpi din don't have to fast Rosh Hashanah. But he said, this is clear. Because all of Azelcha L'Shailas, anytime you get a Shaila like this, if you don't care about it, you have nothing to worry about. So like Chassam Sofer said that it's an issue for someone that's worried about it. So if you had a dream and it's making you nervous and you're a Makabal Tainus and you're fasting for decades, yeah, then in a Chanami, this is real to you. So you want to, the halacha is you can make it up. In Hilchis, Kabbalah's Tainus, Hilchis, Nudarim, there's a way out. But at the same time, make sure this is something you're comfortable with. Because it's not something you're comfortable with when it comes to this. And here's a very sharp punchline. That's the third tshuva. The fourth tshuva, and this is epic shabba epic. This is in Yerideya. It's tshuva shin mem vav. And this was a tshuva that was written to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So again, we're talking about the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So, you know, we have to be careful before we learn a tshuva like this. But the Maisa Shahoya Kachoya was that Rabbi Akiva Eiger sent a shaila to the Chassam Sofer. He asked them 2 shailas in Hilchas Smachos. So there's a Masechta, it's one of the Masechta's Ketanis, it's called Masechta Smachos. It's Beloshin Sagi Nahar. It talks about Avelos. It doesn't talk about Simchas, it talks about Avelos. But it's called Masechta Smachos. So the Rabbi Akiva Eiger sent the Chassam Sofer 2 kashas. 2 kashas in Masechta Smachos. So the Chassam Sofer sent back his response, and this is how he prefaces the response. Sholim v'simcha yontiv. All the titles. And then he says, Yikras Kedushasa Higiyani. I received your letter. Ubekari boy, base kushis behilchas machas. And when I opened up the letter, I was so excited. I got a letter from the Shver, from Akiva Eiger. So I opened up the letters, Nirsati Lachaira. I got so scared, I started walking backwards, proverbially speaking. Kigavra Kaptonano. He said, because I'm a kapit. I'm a gavra kaptono. For Amarti, and I said to myself, what's pshat? That all of a sudden I got these 2 letters from Reb. I got these 2 shailas and Masechta Smachos. It's not a good sign. Simone Milsehi, va'amarti hever cherposi asher yogarti ki mishpatecha toivim. And then he says, va'omnam shkoga yotza milifnei ashalet. He says, sir, and just what I suspected. It was kishkoga sheyotza milifnei ashalet hagadol kodesh moiri v'chami agoy. It was literally Pidega. You sent me a Shaila. It was Kishkoga Yoitse Mipi Ashalid and Asesi Oval. He said he became an Oval. Because Uboy Lai Shmua Meimi Atzadek is a Chroin Levracha. He said he found out that his mother just died. That's what he writes. And he said, I got the letter and I was scared. Because he knew, I said, I'm a kopet. And because I'm a kopet, I was afraid. Who knows what this means? Why Rabbi Kiveger? Why my shver would send me a letter like this? And he said, Nebuchadnezzar, and that's exactly what happened. So he tells Rabbi Kiveger, B'skoil ba'ofer karni shavua avar. He said, the last week he sat and he was in shiva. Iyanti b'divrei kotshoi. He said, I was ma'ayim b'divrei kotshoi. Utmol kamti yesterday, I got up. Nesoirarti ayoyim leheshev l'tzarafel kol mashay yanti b'yom me'elo. And I'm writing to you a response to the questions they made. He was an oval. So because he was an oval, he was able to go through this, and that's why he's responding. So he writes like this: Rav Kiveg, I'm sending you the responses. Umori v'chami agoyin. The loy kapit. I know you're a loy kapit, and because you're a loy kapit, loy kaptin abadeh. You have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about my response. You could sit down and you could tu adarach the sugyo. Yavri yuna yaleinu b'shvus nachas. Go through it. There's no reason not to. Oh, if you want yaniach advarim af tishabav shechalias b'shabas abo aleinu l'tayv. Or if you want it soon to be tishabav shechalias b'shabas and you can wait until then. He wrote this tshuva yoyim aleph. It was Sunday, Beis Nisan. That was when he sent this. In a few months, it's going to be Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. So if you want, you can wait until then. And if that's something you want to do, that's okay. V'im Ben Kach Yafich L'Sosin L'Simcha, he says, Tzchodesh Nisan, B'Nisan Asid L'Ligol, and Kim Gam Yavul HaMavis L'Netzach, U'Pshit Adlaka Subseida, maybe we'll be Zoicha to the Geula, and maybe we don't have to worry about this. So the Chasam Sofer said he got this letter, two shahs from Kivegan, and he was mamish scared. He said, why was he scared? Because he says, I know about myself that I'm an Ish Kpeda. And as a result, man gavri kapdona ana. That's his lashon. Uman de kopit kabdin abada. But he told Rabbi Kiveger, you don't have to worry about it because you're a loy kopit. And because you're a loy kopit, loy kabdin. What does it mean? The Chasam Sofer thought he was a gavri kapdona. What does that mean? Tzarchin. But al kopadim. This is Rabbi Kiveger. Incidentally, this tshuva is a quoted tshuva because it's mavur in this tshuva that the Chasam Sofer during his shiva he learned mesachta smachis be'im. It's also mavur that he wouldn't write the tshuva. That he waited until afterwards to write the tshuva. So there's a lot of halacha in Hilchas Avelos in Masechtas Smachos that's mavur in this tshuva. This is why this tshuva is sometimes quoted. But the emes is there's such a punchline in this tshuva. The way Chasam Sofer spoke to Rabbi Kiveger, this back and forth is fascinating. And just in general, another example of where you see this idea, man de kapit kapdina bado. I saw there's a sefer, it's called Zichron L'Moshe. So Zichron L'Moshe is one of the sefer Zichronos, like one of the many svarim with a malakit, different things from the Chasam Sofer. So in the Zichron L'Moshe, he brings from one of the Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer that he touched up this tshuva. He said the Chasam Sofer wrote tshuvas about smachis, and he wrote tshuvas about this. So how come when he got this tshuva, he was so tzishrakin? Because it came from Rabbi Kiveger. And he felt that, what is this? Rabbi Kiveger is a kasha, and he has to ask me, Kiveger. Everyone asks kashas to Rabbi Kiveger. Why is Rabbi Kiveger asking me a kasha? And it was the fact that it was Rabbi Kiveger that asked him the kasha. That's what tetresel the Chasam Sofer a little bit. And that's why the Chasam Sofer got scared. And he said it was kishkogo sheyotzo milifnei ashalet hagodol v'hakodesh. It's fascinating. But Akopan is four Chasam Sofers. Where the Chasam Sofer spoke about the idea of man de kopet kaptin abadah and atzad ashove shebehem of all four of these obvious nezikin that the Chasam Sofer was talking about is that they had nothing to do with zugos. We had the Chasam Sofer in Aven Ezer, Simich of Gimel, where the Chasam Sofer is talking about man the kapit kaptin abada with regards to the halach of katlonis. We have Aven Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simich Kuf Tezayin, where the Chasam Sofer is talking about doing a shidduch when it comes to names. We have Aruch Chaim Kuf Samaches when it comes to dreams. And then we have the fascinating Chuvin Yerideh Shim Mem Vav with regards to the fact that he received something in Hilchos Avelos. And is that a Simon Milsi? Is that something that you would have to worry about? But there's one takeaway from this whole shmooze, and that is there's a concept of man the kapit kaptin abada uman the loy kapit. And the Svarim explain it, Tanya, I believe, and others, but they explain that the idea, the oimek, I've heard this from Tzadikin, of man de kapit kaptinam bada, uman de loy kapit loy kaptinam bada, again, b'shem Svarim akdoshim, is that these mazikin and these koiches, they get their oxygen from worry. Meaning, the only way they can survive is if you're worried. That's their chias. A person can't live without oxygen. A person, these mazikin, all these koiches, whether it's ayin hara, whether it's zugois, whatever exactly it is, their existence is 100%, their nourishment, their whole chiyas, their whole oxygen is worrying. If you're makbid on them, now they exist. If they exist, you got to worry about them. But if you're a loy kapit, they're dead. They're nevelis.
There's nothing to worry about. Their whole mitzias comes from worry. That's what gives them their chias. And otherwise, they have nothing to worry about. And this is a yesoy gadol in life, obviously. And this is the idea of tracht gut vet zayn gut. It comes from a Gemara. Man de kapit kaptina bado, man de le kapit le kaptina bado. It's one line. It's tucked away in one place in Shas, in the middle of a Gemara that's way above our pay grade. Psachim daf kuf yud. It's very hard to take away too much from Psachim daf kuf yud. So it's a Gemara that talks about things that we don't understand, probably somewhat al derech mashal. We mamish can't understand it. But at the same time, in the same daf, that's way above our pay grade, there's one line that's mamish hafachba vafachba the kul Gemara. The Gemara calls it klal of the milsa, and that's what it is, a klal gadol, that called the kapit kafti bahadeh, with the loy kapit, loy kafti bahadeh.